How will the war in Ukraine end? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Only without victory. A victory of truth means victory of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in an exclusive interview telling Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
The question is when it will end. That is a deep question. It's a painful question. Besides victory, the Ukrainian people will not accept any outcome.
President Zelensky says he's not willing to give up any territory to reach a peace deal, but said he would consider putting off discussions about the future of Russian-occupied Crimea. More than 2 years since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, hospitalizations in the U.S. are way down.
For the first time since early 2020, some hospitals go for days without a COVID patient in their ICU. The number of COVID hospitalizations nationwide plunging more than 90% in the past few months, falling to an average below 12,000 last week. The previous low was just over 12,000 last June, before the Delta variant hit the U.S. And there's a ripple effect of relief, a chance to catch up on scans and lab tests, for instance, and patients not having to wait nearly as long for them. In some hospital systems, more restrictions are being eased as well, including limits on visitors. But health officials are quick to note the tragic toll leading up to this point and how quickly things can change as they track cases of a new Omicron subvariant.
Fox's Lisa Brady. A California law requiring publicly traded corporations to include members of the LGBT or certain ethnic communities on their boards of directors. Unconstitutional. A judge in L.A. ruling it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. There'll be a new champion in the women's NCAA basketball tournament this year, defending champ Stanford losing in the semifinals to UConn 63-58. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
There's a new development in the drama that was Sunday night's Oscar Awards show.
Will Smith, who faced possible suspension or even expulsion from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, has instead resigned. The move comes as the Academy and Smith's team struggle to deal with the fallout from Smith smacking presenter Chris Rock over a joke he made over his wife's hair loss condition, alopecia. Smith called his behavior shocking, painful, and inexcusable. He said, "The list of those I have heard is long and includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, all those in attendance and global audiences at home." He added, "I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. I am heartbroken." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Former Alaska governor and one-time vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin planning a political comeback. She's announced she's running for the congressional seat vacated by the death of Congressman Don Young 2 weeks ago. Alaska Airlines canceling scores of flights on the West Coast Friday night as off-duty pilots picketed in several major cities over an impasse in nearly 3 years of contract negotiations. An online fundraising scheme that went viral leads to prison time for one of its perpetrators.
A 2017 story about a New Jersey couple getting $20 from a homeless man for gas that generated more than $400,000 in donations from across the country and turned out to be false has resulted in a federal prison term. Mark D'Amico was sentenced to 27 months in prison after pleading guilty last year to conspiracy, wire fraud, and money laundering charges. He previously pleaded guilty to state charges. His former girlfriend and the homeless man featured in the scheme already pleaded guilty to state and federal charges and will be sentenced later this year. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.